welcome back to the NutriMedical Report for MLK, Martin Luther King Day. And we're live here. Although the office is closed, we will take your calls if you're going to place an order. Do leave a message. Michelle will be back taking all the calls on Tuesday because she's away today. Coming back from Portland to visit grandkids with our oldest son, Matthew. So we have Jim Fetzer here. And, of course, we're doing lots of videos and opening up a lot of cans of worms with extreme documentation. The threats that have been going on back and forth, some of them are quite ridiculous. Like, for example, the lecturing by the outgoing CIA Saudi mole, Brennan, is a hell of a lot of nerve for him to open his yap and lecture Donald Trump after receiving intelligence reports, according to General Flynn, who is top of his game. Jim, I'd like you to comment on what's going on here. There's literally landmines and bombs being laid, and I'm very concerned about the danger of an assassination attempt because the kind of terrorism, even the terrorism of a number of Democrats not showing up for Inauguration Day, the number of groups that are actually getting ready for violence, including Rosie O'Donnell, who, by the way, is calling for martial law. And I got to tell you, the funniest person on television or anywhere now is Greg Gutfeld. If you're missing this on Fox, you're missing a gem. And his comment about Rosie is, Rosie, you wouldn't like it because you wouldn't be able to get a tank to go get you a latte. And by the way, what's called, 21-gun salutes, but you're in the lineup, and you wouldn't survive it if they did have martial law. So, the left is like their heads are popping off. They're like bobbleheads. They're just bouncing too much. What do you think, Jim? This is getting beyond hilarious. It's actually getting kind of dangerous, isn't it?
Well, I'm terribly worried, Bill, that in fact something is going on here. We have an awful lot of reports, questions being raised, will the CIA assassinate Trump? There are those who are suggesting he's being really dumb. Chuck Schirmer suggested this for not going along with the Russian hacking scenario, but there was no Russian hacking. So, those who are commenting on his criticism of the establishment, the military-industrial complex represented especially by the CIA, are making observations like this. It's one thing to play captain, but another to imagine that you steer the ship. They are happy for Trump to take all the prestige and privileges of the office, but not for him to cut into the big business of foreign conflict, the undercurrent of all American affairs, the dealings in death, drugs, oil, and weapons, and the control of people through a manipulation of these affairs. If President Trump takes his rogue populism too far, he'll suffer the wrath of the same people who took out Kennedy. There are some things that are not tolerated by those who are really in charge. And, there's a lot of discussion.
I think he should have a Pope mobile around him, drones, and he should have a kill squad ready to kill anybody, not just give them a bad day. Kill them on the spot if they try to do anything even remotely, like grab his ankle. Kill them on the spot. How's that?
Well, I think there's a lot of problems here, Bill, because I think they're going to do it. I wish I could resist the conclusion, but I think that in fact, it's going to happen. And that they're going to make a serious effort, and they're going to do it at the inauguration.
Well, let me tell you what I will do personally if they do that. I will release technology for weapons a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. And I'm not asking for it, and I'm not certainly looking for it, because I want people to go to the ballot box. And I want Democrats and Republicans to realize this guy is our president. He's doing things like drug control, which previous Democrats, before they became insane, would have done. You can't put him in the box of being a Democrat or Republican. He's going to control costs. He's actually doing things that, in fact, Obama should applaud, because Obama screwed up by passing this over to a battalion of attorneys, insurance carriers, and drug companies. And Obama should be happy that he started the process going on of health care. Now, Obama is not a businessman. He's a cultural organizer. But Trump is going to fix it. So he can still get his kudos that he actually started the whole process and stop whining, in fact, that even Obama, quote, the name Obamacare is gone. But a lot of the main measures, like parents up to 26 and everybody with pre-existing conditions will be covered and everything, Obama started. He should actually be happy. He should, polish his knuckles and say, hey, look at me. I did this. And they're fixing it. So it would die, for example, if it was a Democratic government, let's say under Hillary, it would die this year anyway. Only it would be messier because they obviously don't have the creds or the business smarts to how to fix it. But Donald does.
Well, he's actually shaking things up more before his inauguration than Obama did after he in 8 years. I mean, he's already got Boeing talking about reducing the cost of the new Air Force One and of the F-35, which has spun completely out of control. He's raising the issue of collective bargaining to bring down the prices of drugs. He's got companies that are relocating, not building plants abroad, but now they're deciding they're going to bring them home. He's not even in office yet, for crying out loud, Bill. This is
even BMW. The notes I saw this morning was BMW is thinking of building a plant and having it operational in 2 years in Mexico. BMW is not going to pull that kind of crap off. They want the market of America. They don't want to get clobbered. They're already number two from behind Mercedes. They used to be number one in the luxury car market. They're not anymore. And if they don't play ball with the Donald, they're going to get crunched.
Well, it's just fascinating to me. But, look, this whole thing, they're still pushing this Russian dossier business, which is nonsense. You got...
Why? Why are they pushing something that even BuzzFeed's managing editor said we knew wasn't reliable, but somehow they released it? And now we don't know which intel agency did it. And, of course, Donald is tweeting that he thinks that it might have been Brennan. It's like, Bill, why don't you guys come clean and tell you who the hell did this?
Well, it's a psyop. It's a psyop. They're just setting up the American people with a false premise so that when they take him out, people will think maybe it wasn't so bad. You got to understand how terrible it is. Wayne Madsen, in his Wayne Madsen report for December 2021, explained how John Brennan is actually, who's the director of the CIA, is done everything possible to interfere with Trump taking the reins of the presidency because he's a mole for the Saudi Arabians. He's a convert to Wahhabist Islam. And he knows that Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who's going to be Trump's national security advisor, is aware of who he is and what he's been doing.
Right.
Where he even went about getting Flynn fired back in 2014 because Flynn was producing intel documents showing it was a mistake and against U.S. security interests to support the Syrian jihadists who were trying to topple al-Assad. But for Brennan's Saudi and Wahhabist controllers, that was tantamount to blasphemy. So now you've got a lot of problems in the CIA with current and former members of the U.S. intel agency lambasting Brennan for waging a political campaign against Donald Trump on the basis of this phony, fraudulent dossier. And you're absolutely right, Bill. 4chan, from which it emerged, claims that it was fabricated. I mean, listen to this. In a story that's getting more surreal by the minute, a post on 4chan now claims that the infamous golden shower scene in the unverified 35-page dossier, allegedly compiled by a British intelligence officer, was a hoax and fabricated by a member of the chat board as fan fiction, then sent to Rick Wilson, who proceeded to send it to the CIA, which then put it in their official classified intelligence report on the election. Here's a recap of what happened. Paul/Axe mailed fan fiction to anti-Trump pundit Rick Wilson about Trump making people pee on a bed Obama slept in. This Rick Wilson guy thought it was real and gave it to the CIA. The Central Intelligence Agency of the United States of America put this in their official classified intelligence report on Russian involvement in the election. Donald Trump and Obama have both read this Paul/Axe fan fiction. The CIA has concluded that the Russians planned to blackmail Trump with this story we made up. Just let that sink in.
Here's a couple of questions. In any other country, including communist China, Mr. Brennan would either be in jail or dead. You know, in communist China, they wouldn't mess around. I don't understand why he's walking, talking, and on Fox News and elsewhere, spouting his putrid ridiculousness, and he knows he's going to be replaced. In fact, if an internal investigation occurs, he probably should spend some years in prison for the things that he's done. And when it comes out what he's doing in collaboration with Obama, now let's just go through a few things. They've stationed troops on the Polish-Russian border. They've stationed special forces in Lithuania on the Kaliningrad border. They've got brought 2,500 tanks there. They're literally getting ready for a possible posture for a strike on Russia, saying that Russia is thinking about invading Poland, which is freaking ridiculous. They don't understand that the initial thing started with Poroshenko, so there's a dual Israeli supported by American foreign policy in Ukraine. And they were there were dissidents in eastern Ukraine that wanted to separate and wanted to go back because 95% of the population are Russian from Crimea. And Poroshenko is still shelling these guys in eastern Ukraine. We're not even talking about it in the news, that he's killing people. And, of course, he's also not just the chocolate king. He's also the prostitute king. So we have a guy that's an oligarch who's literally doing some really bad things, and we're supporting this guy, just like we support ISIS and ISIL, that even Erdogan, who's a Muslim, head of Turkey, has said they tried to do a regime change with the CIA and Mr. Gulen, who's an American who claims to be the Mahdi, okay? And you can remember now that Obama wanted to be the architect to set up the Mahdi, to set up this peace treaty thing, which, by the way, this last week they just met 72 nations, with Mr. I can't believe Kerry looks like Lurch from the Adams Family, and they're there trying to shove this through now. The wild card was that someone in Trump's administration says they're thinking about moving the capital, I think one of his people, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and of course the Vatican is inserting themselves and now saying that Jerusalem is a holy city. I don't know if they think it's holy also for Muslims, but the Muslims call it Al-Quds. And whether you're religious or not, that's not a good thing. Setting up a caliphate for all of the Muslim countries to be set up in East Jerusalem, side by wall with the Israelis as their capital in Jerusalem, this is like setting up a detonator for world war. It's really dangerous. And people don't understand that, do they?
No, I know. It's got to be an open city. Moving.
It has to be an international city, an open city.
Yeah.
The idea...
Yeah.
It has to be an open city where tourists can come from anywhere, and you can visit wherever the hell you want to go. East Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives. Exactly.
That would be a harebrained scheme. But I gotta hammer home. We got an ex-CIA spook saying that Langley is taking the traitor Trump out now. Spook John Schindler pronounced on Twitter Thursday night that the CIA is trying to take out President-elect Donald Trump before he's sworn in as president next Friday.
Wow.
He's long accused Trump of being a Russian stooge. Schindler's bio for his Observer column reads, John Schindler is a security expert and former NSA analyst and counterintelligence officer, a specialist in espionage and terrorism. He's also been a Navy officer and a War College professor. He's published 4 books. Schindler made his comment about the CIA reaction to a report by Washington Post columnist David Ignatius that an Obama administration officer told him Trump's national security advisor, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, made several calls to Russia's U.S. ambassador the day last month that Barack Obama imposed sanctions on Russia for allegedly interfering in the presidential election to benefit Trump. Well, we know there was no interference. We know the story is complete nonsense, complete rubbish.
Okay,
Bill, they're using this as a predicate to demonize Trump so that if they take him out, the people will accept it. That's what's going on.
Okay, well, let's do some timelines, okay, to, you know, like wargaming. Let's say these idiots succeed in killing Trump. Pence will be immediately president, and they'll have to then declare a new vice president, okay? Number two. Will the president and the current government, which is being sworn into office, then declare some form of martial law? Now, people need to understand martial law is not going to be pleasant for the people in Hollywood or the ultra-uber-leftists or people like George Soros who lives in upstate New York or MoveOn.org or Black Lives Matter or any of the others that are called parallel, what they call terrorist groups that literally want to create disaster and are trying to say, like Rosie O'Donnell wanted to have their version of leftist martial law. Now, I don't know where their brain is, but the words leftist and martial law just don't mix. It's like water and oil. Are you crazy? Do you understand what martial law really means, Rosie? I don't think she does she? She does not understand.
She's being used as a tool. You know, this is a case of the useful idiot, as a phrase has sometimes
And she's
been
in a frenzy, too. It's like, do you understand that Donald Trump isn't in even the Republican box, which the previous presidency going back, including, by the way, Bill Clinton, who was more of a centrist Democrat, George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr., all CIA, these guys. All CIA. Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., these are all CIA. Since the assassination of John F. Kennedy, we've had a full line of CIA-affiliated and operative agents as our president. And it ticks them off because they're no longer in control. That's what's going on.
Yeah. Well, the point I'm making is they are setting it up. They're using this phony Russian thing. They're stirring up the pot. They're trying to make it out, you know, demonize Trump. On CNN, they're talking about the conflicts between his nominees for cabinet and Trump, because many of the nominees, like Tillerson and Mad Dog and so forth, they're talking about the Russian threat. Trump wants, of course, to bring about a rapprochement, which is obviously the thing to do.
He's going to do some hard dealing. Putin is not going to necessarily like Donald Trump after he deals with him in deal-making, okay? He's going to be like in The Apprentice, Putin, you're fired. Okay, if Putin doesn't toe the line and stop deploying missiles in Kaliningrad, if he doesn't stop throwing fits and advancing his nuclear weapon systems, as if he doesn't start building down, which is what they were supposed to do according to SALT 1 and SALT 2, and Obama has basically unilaterally been disarming, taking three missile systems down to one, and not modernizing our U.S.-based missile defense system. I talked last week to one of the agents from CENTCOM. Now, of course, things happened to me kind of amazingly. I called DirecTV. I asked for a technician to come out to fix my TV and my satellite dish. The guy that comes out just happens to be a young man who's actually at CENTCOM when there were three Marines with the live cameras on in Benghazi, who's there and actually had intel about what's going on in China and Russia. We talked for hours. In fact, he said he'll even come on with his full name, okay? And the fact is that people don't understand what's going on is Russia would love to be able to hack into our power grid, and so would China. The reason why they can't is because we haven't implemented smart grid systems here. They can't hack in. They'd love to. I mean, if these idiots like Obama had their way over the last 8 years, we'd have a smart grid system that you could just press a few buttons and keystrokes in Beijing with what's called the Blue Army, and they have a 250,000 Blue Army cybernetic hackers in China, or the really advanced tech guys in Russia, and they just press a few keystrokes and our power grid would go down. We can't. It's too archaic. Okay? The worst thing we have is we don't even have proper power backup systems. For example, in Yuma, Arizona, when someone hit a few keystrokes in Yuma, Arizona at a power station, nuclear power station, the power surge hit the lines that went to San Onofre, which is 12 air miles from where I live. It hits on the north side of Pendleton. I'm on the south side. And it blew the steam turbines, and two $840 million steam turbines from Mitsubishi Heavy Industries got fried. Firstly, because they misengineered them, they added more tubes, so they were literally vibrating, smacking against each other, and releasing tritium and other isotopes, which is stupid engineering. But they did it anyway because they figured, well, we'll get more power. They're also using hotter fuel with idiots like Graham and you know, McConnell's trying to push the nuclear reactors that we do have using what's called respent or refuel that makes the reactors hot and touchy as hell. And these are old, what we call pulse geriatric reactors. I talk about every week with Anna Morrison, our nuclear scientist, who work for the Department of Energy. So what I see happening is Obama is gone. He's a moron. He is a real moron. But he's an evil moron. Donald Trump is a competent businessman. He's going to take a business approach to everything, including our nuclear reactors, our military, our costs of drugs. And you can't put him in a left-right box. I mean, people need to realize they're going to make broadband internet for everybody, including the little communities in the inner city. They're going to make schools open so that little black kids actually can get an education and actually have a business and get a loan. And anybody who doesn't realize Donald Trump is the president for all Americans, Democrat, Republican, new emigres are legally here, they should kiss the ground that man walks on. And if they try to assassinate him, there'll be a hot, bloody revolution, and the left is not going to win.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Yeah, welcome back. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the headlines here, and I just want to... You've got lots to say, but I looked and I couldn't believe it. But I thought, you know, I Have a Dream speech from MLK. Well, his niece said, I voted for Donald. So this scheme that you're talking about, Jim, is so over the top. I don't think anything this horrendous has actually been conceived in history. Please tell us the details and why you think they're actually trying to use a, quote, nuke to truncate and literally decapitate government. What the hell's going on?
Well, there's something called predictive programming where you find, for example, in The Simpsons, there were anticipations of 9/11 when you look back upon it. There was a so-called lone gunman theories about that's been thought to be about, the attacks of 9/11. We have here now a series called Designated Survivor, starring Kiefer Sutherland, which is about having during a State of the Union that there was a nuclear attack on the Capitol. And what happens is that they have one person from the cabinet who is not present, so that they are the designated survivor in case a catastrophe occurred. Now, right. Kiefer Sutherland pays this relatively minor cabinet official, winds up being the lone survivor. But the fact is they're setting things up for just this kind of scenario. Let me give you some of the background that tells me that's what's going on here. We've got activists that are going to turn out in mass, right? They're talking about, you know, a dozen different protests are going to be going on. You've got Rosie O'Donnell, whom you cited before, talking about wanting to impose martial law to delay the inauguration until Trump is cleared. I mean, that just shows the confusion in the public
mind. Cleared of what? I mean, there's no charges. What is it cleared of?
Well, of the questions about the Russian dossier and Russian hacking, all of which is fabricated. But you see, it sows confusion in the weak-minded, and Rosie O'Donnell, in this instance, qualifies as one of those.
I don't think the public is that weak-minded. I've actually seen analysis by people like yourself who are logicians that the average IQ gap is 15 to 20 points of the public, higher than the so-called media and the pundits that lie to us. I don't think we're the public on average. Even blue-collar public is that
stupid. I like that, Bill. Now, look, here's a key one. The commanding general of the D.C. National Guard, who has been making all the arrangements for security, is being relieved of his command. He's retiring at 12:01. That's at the time that the inauguration begins, by Barack Obama. And I'm predicting that Barack Obama and Michelle aren't even going to be there because they know what's going to ensue. Now, this is reminiscent. This is reminiscent of what happened when JFK went to Dallas. Sheriff Bill Decker, who ran Dallas County with an iron hand, directed his deputies to cease protecting the motorcade when it turned from Houston onto Elm Street. That was when it entered the kill zone. So there you had with Obama, you got a temporal analog of that geographical cutting off of the security. I mean, it's absurd to have this guy relieved in the middle of an operation that would protect the new president coming in.
Relieving at 12:01 and when the inauguration starts. And this is Eastern time. What time is the inauguration?
Well, the inauguration is at 12.
Right. So literally at high noon, wow.
And listen, I mean, that's a real tell. That means this is real. This isn't imaginary. Right. Even the commanding general himself has said something's wrong with this, that he shouldn't be being relieved here under those circumstances. And you know, the Pentagon has tried to play it up like there's nothing unusual here, but it's completely unusual.
Well, these are Obama's picks, Pentagon. They're not, you know, a kind of Pentagon that was even with George Bush Jr. This is an Obama Pentagon.
Compare Obama Pentagon, yeah.
In other words, his picks that won't go against him, whatever policies he has. Wow. Damn it. I hope this isn't real. I hope this does not happen. Let me tell you, America will be pitched into a vile civil war in a pitched battle, and if Obama thinks he's going to stay in power in doing this, he's delusional.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Jim, he's got lots to cover, so Jim, let's roll.
Well, one of the reasons why they would, entice Trump not to, or deceive him to think everything's normal, would be if, for example, Hillary and Bill are going to the inauguration, as they've declared they're going to do. But right. The fact is, Hillary has a double. She doesn't just have the doubles I've exposed before in New York. She's got a new double, who is actually participating in the debates with Bernie Sanders. This double is that good, Bill. It's astonishing.
Words, you're talking about an A-level double, not a B-level actress or whatever.
That's right. This is an A-level double. This isn't the Meg Ryan double in New York. This is the Meryl Streep double who is on the plane to Greensboro. This is one who looks damn near like Hillary Clinton, except, of course, she's younger, more attractive. She's got a better figure. She doesn't have the excess weight. Now, it turns out there's a study out there of what's known as the eyes-teeth ratio, where you take the distance between the pupils of the eyes as the unit one, and then use that to measure from that line down to a line across the bottom of the upper teeth. And Hillary has an eye-teeth ratio of 1.12, but her double has an eye ratio of 1.06. And the ratio is not something that you can vary. I mean, you could perhaps manipulate a photograph by stretching down to make it look, you know. But
the ratio is not going to change, right?
The ratio is not going to change. And the fact is, there's a brilliant study here showing that Hillary is, in fact, been using this double all along. Now, my belief is they'll have the double go to the inauguration, so it looks as though Hillary's going to be there. And then you'd say, well, surely Hillary isn't going to have herself nuked, for example. You know, nothing untoward. But in fact, it's going to be the double who thinks she's there as a special treat. And actually, she's going to be there just as a decoy deception in order to take out Hillary. I've got the website. If you can try it, Bill,
right,
and see if you can get on and if the images are showing properly. Nuking the inauguration, 20 January 2017.
Is that the one you sent me by Skype before?
Yeah, but that link didn't
work before when I hit it.
Well, that's what I've done. I've been messing with it to try to get it fixed because I think I'm being hit. Will it work for you now?
I'll try the same old link that I got before and see if it works. And see if we... Okay, what do we have here? It doesn't. It shows a picture of the White House and the inauguration things all set up, but it doesn't, and the stage and so on. But it doesn't show the picture below it or the video, no.
Well, the picture below it is the article about the CIA coup and the Langley guy saying they're going to take out Trump now. Notice, they can't take Trump out politically. That's impossible. He's already been elected. He's already been certified by the Congress. They can only take him out physically. They can't take him out politically. They've got to do it literally, physically.
Right.
And that's why they're doing all this nonsense of demonizing, talking about Russia, so that the people think he's a bad guy and maybe we dodged a bullet if they take him out. But I'm telling you, when you put together the fact that they've ordered, Obama himself has paved the way for an assassination by ordering the commanding general in charge of security to stand down right at the time the inauguration begins, Bill.
That sounds very, very like the shadow of Marvin Bush, whose last day of work as a security officer for the World Trade Center towers was 9/11. And by the way, one decade to the day, George Bush Sr. gave a speech about the New World Order and made it very plain that they were planning on a New World Order. They have a timeline. And what I've heard is that the timeline wants to have everything completed by the end of Donald Trump's basically first term in office, which, by the way, it's almost certain that if he gets elected the first time, the second time will be a landslide, especially if he fixes Obamacare, infrastructure, etc. But they want to truncate this off because they want a new world order and they can't have one with a sovereign America. America has to be crunched. If America's not crunched, there's no new world order in global government, is there?
Well, this is why I think Trump is so important, is that he's reasserting the primacy of America in the world and to Americans, and that he represents a kind of populism that the Republican Party hasn't seen before. He's executed a hostile takeover of the Republican Party, and he really is going to drain the swamp. And this has got to petrify, Bill.
It's not just a swamp here. We've had Leo Zagami on every Thursday. He was on actually for an hour and a half last Thursday. And he's head of one of these groups called Italians for Trumpianism for Donald Trump. And the leadership that he's shown is showing nations like Le Pen, who actually says she's going to get out of NATO and get out of the European Union. It's showing nations like Austria that's kind of screwed up with their recent elections, and they didn't win. But that conservatism and nationalism isn't going to go away, including in Italy, where they get rid of Renzi. So it's my feeling that the rise of nationalism around the planet now, in every country, including, by the way, even in China, is really shaking the hell out of the communist Chinese, who are scared. It's scaring even the oligarchs in Russia, Because remember now, Russia's run by like a mafia don. And although we can do deals with Putin, we have to realize that Putin is like a mafia don. He takes a cut of everything. He's got $40 billion stashed in banks all over the world because he takes a cut of every Russian business. And we can work deals when we're trying to get rid of extreme Islam, but he's like a mafia don. You got to not turn your back to him. And the same with the Chinese. The Chinese are freaked out that we're not going to follow the one-child policy. And all Trump is doing, basically, when he said about nukes, is he's just going to hand a bill to Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, who already have our nukes, only they haven't paid for them. They're going to pay for them. And those are sitting there in 8 to 12 minutes. China, that's got the toothpick for the damn britches, would turn into a vapor cloud of dust. And the Chinese damn well know that. They couldn't engage us, according to Joel Skousen and other experts I've had on the program, including Tim Alexander, for at least a decade or more. Same with the Russians. They may have some superior missile systems and weapons, but they couldn't engage us. No one can. And the problem is that Obama's tried to build on our military to make us impotent so that we can have a new world order. And now if they do a truncation of the government and get rid of Donald Trump, it's the end of the road, not just for America, but every nation state on the planet. There'll be no more nations. It'll be trade zones run by a world government and a corporate board run by secret agencies like the CIA and NSA. That's what's really going on. That's how nasty this is, and people don't understand it, do they?
No, I completely agree with you. People don't understand it. This is huge, absolutely huge.
Yeah, this is not just an American issue. This is an Italian issue. This is a South African issue. This is a Venezuelan issue. This is a Taiwan issue. This is a Japan issue. This is an issue every nation on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, every nation. So if Donald Trump survives and he shows example, the example is just in other countries where they'll independently just pick up and do what they can in their own country, it's going to change the whole globalist scheme. The pushback against globalism and all its vile plans will be over. Because one of the most vile, which of course is signed on by the Pope and by Obama and 70 other national leaders last September at the start of the Shemitah or wipeout year, was population reduction of 85% to 90%+ like the Georgia Guidestones. People don't get this, do they? Population reduction means massive death, either due to vaccines, starvation, climate change, which, by the way, we're driving to a great extent. We're not just sitting, you know, passively by and letting all this stuff happen, which is we are moving into a Maunder ice age. But a lot of climate change, including drought, is being driven by global climate controllers and globalists. I sat for an entire evening with a physicist, Dr. Isley, head of the Vitamin College, who was also the founder of the World Constitution Parliament Association of, under the United Nations. And they were talking about carbon capture back in 97, exactly how they're trying to do it for carbon capture. Now, I'm an environmentalist. I'm one of the founding members of Greenpeace back over 40-some years ago. And I worked as an oceanographer before I went into medicine. And I can tell you, these people, all these pseudo-environmentalists are full of crap. Okay? We talked about this just 2 weeks ago, that what we need to do is re-engineer a biologically superior phytoplankton that can convert the carbon dioxide in the oceans of the benthic layer to oxygen, because the world oxygen concentration is dropping. And as that happens, the ozone layer is thinning because of that, and radiotoxins we're releasing. And we're also putting nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere, part of our missile defense system, which turns the air into a plasma with nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. And the reason why I know this stuff, it's classified. I had presidential level security clearance, and I have a photographic memory. Now, I'm telling you, I worked with Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, and the scenario you say about a nuke going off and so on is very plausible. They actually did war game simulations of this stuff, and I confronted the director of FEMA at the Adams Mark Hotel in March of 2001, 6 months before 9/11, and then I had a private dinner with the CIA and FBI director nationally and the head of infectious disease from the University of Colorado, because I was the point man under Reserve Admiral Hughes on biological weapons release. We did a simulation on the 17th Avenue Mall, putting a sprayer out the second floor window. We did a simulation at the Performing Arts Center, and we borrowed computing time at the NOAA supercomputers up in Boulder, doing a war game simulation on a biological weapon coming from Cairo of a weaponized smallpox virus and how fast it would spread around the world using a nonlinear model. Now, I'm not going to give all the details, but I can tell you what you're saying here is not beyond the pale. These maniacs, these crazy men. And when I asked the questions of the FBI and CDC director, they wouldn't give me straight answers, but you know how to ask what's called plausibly deniable questions. After an hour and a half, they freaked out and realized I wasn't with the program, and they were pretty damned nervous. Okay? So I know that number one, they were going to do a simulation in New York City, 6 months hence in the fall. I knew that there were going to be nukes going off and anthrax released. I knew that they were planning on all kinds of scenarios, including the possibility of martial law. Now, by the way, martial law is not possible to do in this country. There's 94 million armed Americans, and most of the ex-military, and so on, 23 million, are armed to the teeth and are not going to go along with a federal government martial law plan. So if they moved every army on Earth to try to suppress the American public, they're going to die really quick, just like, you know, Bruce Willis, they're going to die hard. Okay? And if Obama thinks he's going to take over the government and operate and still have a pulse and a breath in his lungs, if he tries to do a military takeover of this government, he's delusional. He's taken too much of his own narcissistic looking in the mirror and preening the guys out of his mind. And if these FBI directors think that they can pull off crap and get away with it with their own officers, their own CIA officers, their own SA officers, their own military personnel, they're delusional. So Brennan is too puffed up with all the crap he's already gotten away with to think he can get away with more stuff. The game is over. So Mr. Brennan better damn well shut up. Okay, and these guys that think they're going to pull this off, if they did manage to pull it off, the pullers, the people that pull it off, they're going to die really damn fast. It's going to, this pushback, this civil war will be more violent than any other civil war in the history of the planet. And it won't be funny for the other side.
Well,
they better,
I like
know, better know that. They better know that our military and our police and our public aren't going to put up with this crap. Don't even try it. And in fact, the people should realize, if you're a Democrat, do you want infrastructure? Do you want roads that won't, that you can, you won't hit the shoulder and you'll fly off because there's no concrete there? Do you want to have bridges that won't break, will, are falling down because the rebar needs to be redone? Do you want broadband internet so your kid can get on the supernet and get an education on a virtual university? Do you want kids to be able to safely go to school so they can get, and get a loan later so they can actually run a business? You know, it, without Donald Trump, we're sunk. Because of the globalism and so on, and the global market moving the way it is right now, America's finished. And that's why the generals went and actually recruited Donald Trump and said, now Donald probably is in the hole, probably $300 or $400 million. And he's, in many cases, he's ruined his reputation. If you go north to Canada, those crazy friggin' Canadians, believe me, I spent a good bit of my time up there, those crazy friggin' Canadians tried to destroy his name, even pull his name off their buildings in Vancouver and Toronto. They're going to destroy themselves. And the amount of people they're bringing in that are unvetted for places like Syria is insane. And their current prime minister is a nutball. Justin Trudeau is out of his freaking mind. And he's wrecking their country. I know, I talk to Canadians all the time, every day. So, he's wrecking it.
Something he's else a, I want to explain,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that this show, Designated Survivor, was on from 21 September to 14 December, and now it's on hiatus. And they're going to bring it back afterwards, but I think that that's because they don't want people thinking about the theme of the show, which is this you know, nuclear attack on the Capitol and the one surviving member.
But, let me tell you what we do to actually know about nukes, okay? We fly planes over every Western sea, and that includes Johannesburg, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, every city in the Western world and first and second world, they fly jets or helicopters with radiation detectors, and they're not just regular radiation detectors trying to detect gamma rays. They detect what's called a torsion field imaging of even behind, let's say, a nuclear isotope wall, like, you know, lead. Number one. Number two, and we, this is mentioned by Napolitano like 4 or 5 years ago, that we should have every container going through a radiation detector crossing the border in the United States. We don't. We couldn't have just suitcase-style nukes. We could have container-sized nukes that could take out a whole city like Chicago. And she made the actual statement, which is telling the truth, that if it did happen, we're not monitoring 98% of the traffic coming in that could come in from the Mexico border, that could be coming in from a country like communist China in a giant container and ship it anywhere we want, or even preload all the major cities and say, put a call to the president saying, we got all your cities ready to blow them up unless you do A, B, and Z. And people say, no, they can't do that. Look, I got contacts inside CIA and FBI and even just recently a CENTCOM, etc. I know what the hell's going on. And if people don't realize just how nuts it can get and what scenarios they've actually war-gamed out, you're stupid. And you're going to suffer, like all other Americans, in disbelief if they do one of these crazy schemes, because they've war-gamed everything out, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And people want to say, Dr. Deagle, you think you know all this stuff, and we know better than you. No, you damn well don't. You never have been in my place, you don't have my education, you didn't have my security clearance, and you certainly don't have my brains. And that, if that offends you, tough luck. Turn off the goddamn radio, walk away, suffer, and die. Because you will. Because what's coming is going to kill a lot of Americans and a lot of people around the world if these maniacs get their way. It's not going to be pleasant.
Well, it's very strange that they're messing with my website, which causes me to believe that they don't want what I'm trying to get out to get out.
Well, I'll give you an example of, I just have a minute in there. I got called back in December to do a show with Johnny Baptist and Revelation Radio. And it's a good thing I talked yesterday to this guy, because this guy's a nutball. Now, I won't get into any specific details, but if you want to find out why I didn't go on the show, you can call me individually and independently, and I'll tell you. You have to understand that there's a number of different groups of people in the alternative media. And I won't have to identify specific individuals. You can figure it out yourself. There's plain operative agents that are well-funded. There's narcissistic, mentally ill people. And then thirdly, there's people like me, real citizen journalists that have the guts and the balls to actually tell you the truth. Like Jim Fetzer. Scary stuff. Back in a minute.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back. And so, you know, I really, I'm praying really hard. I mean, I've been so stressed out by the last few months of the battle going back between the Wicked Witch of the West, Hillary Clinton, and the CIA and the media, totally fawning over Obama. I mean, I saw Jimmy Fallon fawning over Michelle. And, you know, people don't understand. I'm a doctor. I look at biometrics and what's called body patterns. And Mike DeSpike, at the very least, is not a normal female. But almost certainly, all the evidence points to the fact that she's a tranny. Now, when I say this even to relatives, they say, that's it, you're fake news too, Deagle. You're putting out fake news. You've done a lot of research on this to show, like, this sure. is basically shoving it in the face of Americans. You've got a fake family. If you look at Obama, and just look at his history, because I talked recently to a guy, I want to just say his first name, Pat. He has a video and computer and data analysis company out of California. He lives currently now in Nevada. And he called me about a relative of his here in California about a serious health problem. And he wanted to actually visit me. So he actually showed up at my gate, believe it or not, at my home in North County, San Diego. And I said, no, don't do that. And so I didn't meet with him. But he told me in specific detail how they pulled apart the video of the and the digital pictures of the birth certificate for Obama. And they've known for years that this guy is a phony. You cannot find a photo that's not photoshopped to this guy. You can see his application for Occidental University in California as a foreign student. That's in the open media. But yet Obama never answered that. He just yucks it up because the guy's got a late-night TV personality. He would probably give Jimmy Fallon or Conan or any of these other late-night guys quite a run. In fact, I was watching Gutfeld and one of the new ladies on the show, What Should Obama Do When He Finishes? And one of the ladies that was new there said, he should do a late-night TV show with me. And you know what? I'll second that motion because I think he'd be damn good at it. But he's not good at anything else. He's a son of a bitch. He's a liar. And he's incompetent at everything he touches. He's got the anti-Midas touch that turns to BS. And he doesn't do it by chance. It does it because he's evil. You have to understand, he's not just a puppet. He's like Pinocchio without strings. He's more than willing to collaborate at evil shit to ruin America. He's actually doing everything he can as an evil genius to deconstruct the United States, and he's done a wonderful job. It's amazing.
Well, it's stunning how much damage he's done to the Democratic Party, too.
Oh, my God. I can't believe how they're still fighting over him. And they're down so much in senators and the Senate and 60-some seats in the House. I mean, and you guys are still fawning over this guy? This guy is like radioactive to you. Do you understand how he's destroyed your party? And then we got even, the parties even get more crazy. They want to get this Muslim guy, Ellis, to become their new leader. Or they're continuing to keep bad people, you know, like Elizabeth Warren, who looks like a mad late night, you know, ex-TV principal, you know, the high school principal who's lost her marbles. She's got this kind of, I'm thinking, you're crazy, woman. You're not even believable. And they're bringing the party so far left, only a tiny minority of even Democrats support where they want to go. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, if you want a party, you want to be somewhat centrist. So, excuse me, you know.
Hey, my friend.
Yeah. Thanks. Amazing, amazing stuff. We're going to do a great video tomorrow. We won't be restricted in time. You did a great one last week, every week. Boy, you're getting a lot of hits. We're putting up on live stream, Vimeo, YouTube alone, just from last Wednesday, on one video, got over 500 hits just in like 4 or 5 days. And that doesn't include all our other platforms. Your word's getting out, whether they want to stop it or not. We'll do an amazing one tomorrow before Inauguration Day. Back in a moment. Take care, Jim. You're amazing.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.